You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8 Ball. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. Behind the 8 Ball.
Hola, hola muchachos, my friends, it's the Ocho Man, December 11th, and got the full cast with me today. Great show, I think it's going to be a great show. How you guys doing today?
Well, we're off to a bad start.
Yep.
No coffee, no water, no donuts.
You know what, go get your own goddamn donuts.
Well, if you told me, I would have at least stopped and got the
coffee. And you told me that you're not really into eating in the mornings anymore.
No, just coffee, though. There's no coffee today. What happened?
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, what happened with that,
and no
Chris?
Water.
Where's our interns?
Our intern forgot to make it.
Our interns.
Intern Tony.
Yeah.
Intern.
Tony. Has Tony been promoted to internship?
Yeah, he went up the ladder a little bit.
Yeah, and now he's working the lettuce. Yep.
Promoted from lackey to intern.
From lackey.
That's quite a jump.
Yeah, well, hey, you know.
Must have scored well on his ACTs.
We're all about upward mobility here.
That's not a socialist station.
I got to tell you guys, though, I've had a rough morning already.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah.
You do look a little weather beaten.
Well, careworn. Weather wise, it was hell out there.
It's foggy.
Driving,
yeah.
It was foggy.
San Francisco,
car accidents,
London town.
And so forth. But this morning I got up and.
Yes.
I forgot to say happy birthday to my wife,
ooh.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she was pissed. And I go, what the hell did I do now?
Then I assume you didn't buy her anything either.
Well, not yet.
Oh. Well,
but,
will, yes.
But she said in return, she goes, it's not what you've done, it's what you haven't done. And I go, I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
That's a mystery.
I
that could be
off.
Any number of things.
I took off, man, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm glad I'm
she
out
didn't
of that
tell
house.
You?
No, she didn't tell me.
Well,
and then it hit me, December 11th, it's her birthday. I'm up shit creek now.
Oh,
really?
Oh, so you haven't paid the price yet. You're
anticipating. No, but she said to me, she said, it's not what you
right.
haven't
well,
done.
Yeah, you're going to. Well,
yeah,
it's like when
whatever.
It's like when you stub your toe, you know, because there's those fast fast pain fibers. You feel it, but there's a little bit
of,
the slow ones are next,
course.
And you know it's coming. So.
And I know what's coming.
You you broke your phalanx on that one.
Phalanx, feelings, whatever the hell.
Not Felix.
I broke
not
my Felix.
Phalanx. It's a small bone in your toe.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be like
easily
Felix
fractured.
Unger and kicked out of the house, too, by the
Oscar,
way.
Oscar.
Well, so I think you should just stop by the jewelry store on the way home and cover it, you know?
Yeah. You know, Tony Randall had a kid. He was like 72. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he fathered a child like 70.
Oh, Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin did.
Well, yeah,
Charlie Chaplin's
had,
got like
18. He married
daughter my age.
He married Una O'Neill when he was, I believe, 53, and she was 18.
Hmm.
And her father, of course, didn't approve.
What's he got, like
Eugene,
eight wives?
Eugene O'Neill. Yeah, that was like, no, that was his fourth. Let me see. Lita Gray.
If I were Eugene,
Paulette Goddard. Paulette Goddard was a beautiful one. Paulette Goddard was called the body. She had the best body in Hollywood. And Chaplin married her when she was very young.
Some people also refer
how
to me as the
body. Was okay back then?
Well, here's a story about Lita Gray was this Mexican. That wasn't her real name. He knocked her up and she was 15. And her mother...
15?
Yeah.
And that was accepted?
Well, no. Here's what happened. The mother set all that up. And the mother said, okay, sure. I'm not going to press charges, but you have to marry her. And of course he did.
Geez.
And not only that, put her in a movie with him. And, you know, and of course she got a big settlement when he divorced. Chaplin liked his women very young.
Hey, did you see Cat's Meow? Eddie Izzard plays Charlie Chaplin in that.
Oh,
and it's
I haven't
about
seen that
murder.
It's about the Thomas Ince murder.
Yes.
Yeah. They already made one. Peter Bogdanovich made a movie about it. They've already made one
that's
about
that. That's the Cat's
that.
Meow.
Oh, really?
Was yeah.
Because that's an old movie. That's been...
Well, the 90s maybe?
No. Probably something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
that's an interesting story. apparently, Thomas Ince was this... well, not apparently. He was a director in Hollywood. And they all went on Chaplin.
Well, cruise.
And they went on a cruise on William Randolph Hearst's yacht, the Oneida.
Yeah, it wasn't like cruise.
Well, it was basically a big party. So William Randolph Hearst, of course, ran all the newspapers. Remember Citizen Kane?
Yeah.
That was based on him.
Really?
So his mistress, what was her name? I forgot her name already. Marion Davies.
Marion
Davies. He was much older than her, and et cetera. And he had a mistress, and he thought the chaplain was screwing around with her on the cruise, which probably was. Okay.
You gotta screw around.
Yeah, well, if you're Chaplin, you can do that.
Yeah.
So the story goes he decided to kill Chaplin. Well, Thomas Ince, who's a director also, and a pretty big time director, I think he directed one of the Ben Hur, one of the classics.
I didn't even know.
Several. He's a big time director. He just happened to look like Chaplin.
He was wearing the same dark thing.
Yeah, they're wearing the same clothes, and he shot him.
They were wearing the same kind of tuxedo.
Yeah, he killed.
Wearing the same kind of tuxedo.
Same height and everything.
They had the similar. He put his
hat
dark.
In the movie. He puts his hat on, and
I don't know. About all that.
Hearst walks by and he sees Chaplin talking to Marion, and then he goes and gets his gun.
Right.
And meanwhile, Chaplin gets up, and this other guy sits down with Chaplin's hat on. So he comes back and pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, and he kills that guy.
And kills him. Yeah,
that poor bastard. Now, that would be me. That would be me.
Wait a minute. Now that's not how that. But the interesting part of the story is that. Okay, now they're on this boat, and they've got a dead body. And they've got a
witnesses.
Lot of... There's several people there on the witnesses.
Of course.
So anyway, now they got to cover this up. So they take it up to San Francisco, where Hearst knows this coroner. And without doing
Now everyone's in cahoots with this.
Of course. Everybody on the boat knows about it, obviously. And they take him up to San Francisco. Now, Hearst is so powerful, because he runs... I mean, everybody's career is in his hands, basically. So everybody's hush-hush. And they take him up to San Francisco and bury him without an autopsy or anything, just get rid of the body, basically, and everybody swears silence. The interesting part of it was, I think it's Luella Parsons was on that.
Yes. Luella, everybody that was there had an illustrious career afterwards.
But they were all, yeah.
Because they
all
kept their mouth shut.
But Luella Parsons, who was like the Hollywood gossip columnist for like the next 40 years, got her job because of that.
Yeah.
Because she kept her silence. And she had the beautiful. Big plum job with the Hearst newspaper.
Hey, speaking of keeping their silence...
Uh-oh, here it comes.
I think I know what's coming.
You
I'm
know
ready.
What's coming. Have you heard about, and what do you think? Is it him or not?
Oh,
Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick.
Is it? Oh, are they contesting that it's Kubrick? I read that and I thought
I'm just nuts.
With great affection.
Everyone's talking about Nick would say
we
something
hear
about
Nick.
This.
Yes. What's your
I mean, that is absolutely the first thing that popped
right,
in my head.
I've already been asked about it in this building before I came in.
Tell the people about it.
Well, okay, basically this guy comes out, says that 3 days before Stanley Kubrick's death, that Stanley Kubrick sat down and told him that he filmed the Apollo landings for NASA and the government faked it. And this guy was on gag order for 15 years. I guess Kubrick didn't think he would last 15 years. He actually lasted 3 more days. But
he was right.
But my
he won the and
Nick was on top of that.
Yeah, so what's
that,
okay? So
over under on that one.
This guy.
You're serious, and okay.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Because I only have this certain amount of time with you, and I'll talk about whatever you want. You know, this isn't some type of joke or film within a film thing.
It's not a joke. Nope.
Okay.
The conspiracy theorists were right on this occasion.
Now, do you doubt the veracity of this?
We ought to give an applause.
Yeah. See, Nick disagrees with this.
I.
What?
Here's the thing.
He's been evangelizing about
this
for
nothing
last 6 months.
I want more than for this to be true,
yeah.
But I'm not certain that's Stanley Kubrick.
Oh. I thought this I thought he was coming in here boasting.
Nick,
I'm sorry. But look, it could be.
I was ready to
bend
the knees.
The jury's still out. I think that the man looks very much like Stanley Kubrick.
Well,
but
I tell you
he's in a dark room to hide his features, maybe.
We are still going to give you praise on this. You are the first one on.
Well, look, I'm right anyway. He did fucking fake the landings. If that's an imposter or not, he did it.
Now I want to.
I mean, hey, Paul McCartney doesn't look like isn't Paul McCartney, but he looks like it.
I'm starting to believe everything.
And he actually mentions that in the video.
Get out of here.
No, Stanley Kubrick does. He mentions it. He says, the conspiracy theories were right on this one. I don't know if they were right on Paul McCartney.
That, right.
But
yeah, he say that. I want a DNA test on that imposter who was Paul McCartney.
Then I don't believe it.
Hey, if you guys want more stuff to know about and so forth, Amazon, go to Amazon. The next time you're going to buy something from Amazon, before you do,
wait a minute.
To our OchoMan.com.
Okay.
And our new OchoMan.com, by the way. We've got a brand new OchoMan.com website.
What?
Do we really?
Yes, we do. Everyone should go check it out.
Can we afford that?
We can afford
it.
Seems irrationally extravagant.
Yeah.
Well, go to OchoMan.com and click on Amazon banner. It doesn't cost you anything, but we get credit for the referral, and it helps us keep the show.
So you've got a new banner and a new format.
Look at that. Yeah. Did you see our face on there?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
These guys are the man.
There's the Amazon banner right there.
Chris, you got a haircut. You got to update it.
But what did you do for your wife's birthday, swine?
Dude, why you got to keep bringing that up?
Yeah, I'm in the shit house already.
I'm on her side. How do you blow that one?
Well, get her something.
I said, man.
Sorry, name I introduced
on jewelry store.
And Chris, also that Carson photo there is on the top one. Whenever people go check out Jesus and Carson, they find
anywhere it's the first thing that shows up on search engines when you search for Ben Carson.
Hey, wait a minute! I object to this. There's no animosity between Nick and myself. What is this?
Hey.
Would you relax? I mean, you guys go at it.
You want animosity? Nick's a jackoff.
Amen.
Hey, you got it.
There he goes. Well,
if you're gonna put it on the internet,
we're in the media business.
To upbraid the young man.
It's the media business.
All right. So this is all hype.
And I think maybe you should go re-listen to that episode.
Maybe there was some animosity.
Yeah, maybe there was.
There's no animosity. Just disrespect and scoffing.
Man, I just get sometimes just so short fused with something. Sometimes, and I have had like severe animosity towards this man.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, I love the guy. You know, he's great.
You gotta love him.
I'd like for you to come over on Christmas for turkey.
That's the paradox of human nature.
But you know what? Yesterday, my boss, who's a great guy, I kind of like almost lost my job because I just flipped it yesterday was like, I was like, you know, this is fucking aggravating, man.
What happened?
You know, and he was just like, you know, and
what'd you do?
I'm like,
what an expression that was.
He sends me to three. I'm at a property that I'm not used to being at, and he sends me. He goes, I just want you to do some touch ups in three different units. You'll be out of here by noon. No, I wasn't. In none of these three units did they have the water turned on.
I guess you need that.
So okay, so how am I gonna switch brushes to another paint and this and that?
Rely on rain.
I had to leave because of this no water situation. I was there two more hours. I couldn't even take a piss. You know what I'm saying?
You could have used that as your
The global warming.
Just like that, and then he's like, he goes, "You missed something back here." I'm like, "You got to be fucking kidding!" I'm on the phone in the car. I'm like, "Yeah, okay, well, I got to go take a piss somewhere, so I'm gonna do that first, and I'll be back when I fucking get back. Okay, give me a few minutes." Jesus.
Wow.
I hang up the phone, and then I'm just like, I just lost my fucking job. And I went in there. I'm like, Daryl, I'm sorry, man.
What did he say?
I think he forgot who you're speaking to. He's sitting there like this, like he's just waiting for me when I come in, and he's just sitting there like this, and I'm like, Daryl, I'm sorry, man. He goes, yeah, I was gonna say you really need to calm down because I'm really paying you well for this, and la 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 la.
Is he?
He said he would pay me more than I usually get for going out there because
so you get more for dehydrated jobs. keep that up.
I'd be like, do you have anything in the desert?
Yes. Yeah. Desiccated jobs just pay retire. Double. All right. Well, that's fair enough.
So
didn't you have some sports to talk about?
Well, I was gonna bring up.
Well, Nick got here. We were gonna discuss sports without you because
it's all right. It's
I might have something to say. There's a lot of Satanists involved in sports.
Right. By the way, I listened to your show last night. Just kicking
which
back,
one?
Man.
The last one? San Bernardino?
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you what, folks, if you want to just calm down and just listen to some great stuff, and I love Nick's show.
I thought
Nick's
so.
Time was sweet.
Oh, thanks, man.
Did it
I'm
make
having
you,
a great
did it make
time
you
doing
want
it.
To order pizza like those other late night commercials?
No. I didn't think about any food. Okay. It was just kick back in the dark and put these on, and then I heard
just
devil.
Thought of metaphysics.
And it freaked me out right there. They didn't quickly change the subject. Yeah. I was moving along. But you seemed like you were battling a cold, too.
I was, this is the refresh.
It's all right. It's all right. But I wanted to bring up in
that
sports.
Paint, that lead-based paint.
That'll do it all
that'll
the time.
That'll your brain, too. It explains a lot about Nick.
Well, I wish there was an explanation for my...
I've already done a psychiatric analysis of Nick.
An eval?
You're not going to let
hopeless,
me...
Hopeless.
You're not going to let me
we
say this.
No, sexually frustrated at 2 o'clock here.
Okay, I'm the sexually frustrated
that's
one.
That's what I meant.
Yes. Okay, well, I admit it.
I got to tell you, though, I've been trying. You could ask Chris. I've been really working trying to get another girl. We get a girl on our show here.
I don't want a girl on our show. I want a girl in my bed.
Wow, well, what do you
well,
want
you
me
can work on it.
That's what you're working
you
on.
No, tell
you have three shows.
Just
I'm going to show.
Like me,
hey, listen,
you'll
talk to Pronger, will you? Or whoever. Who is it? Chase?
Yeah, Chaser.
Those
yeah.
guys can get me laid.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. I'm, hey,
oh,
I want to talk. I want to get on their show.
Oh, he's
Chris.
Probably got an
yeah, I'm sure they want you on the show.
Hey, I want to get on that show.
Yeah. Hey, we can look at that.
I used to wait on him. I used to wait on Chase and Ron Curran.
Yeah,
well, you
yeah,
were gonna, am I interrupting Ron, your sports
Ron,
thing?
Ron, yeah.
Ron well, you Curran. Can segue this way.
He was the
way.
General manager, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Man, yeah. I used to wait on him like four times a week yeah. at John Pepe's on the Hill. Look. And Chase would come in there. And who's the other guy? Chase and back in
wow.
the 90s.
Nick's
this was
talking
like
sports
97.
Here.
Brett Hall?
Yes.
Tony okay.
Yeah, him and Chase used to come in there constantly. And it didn't mean
they're,
anything to
they're,
me.
They're pretty good buddies, too.
Look they were good okay. guys. They were nice guys. I don't have any, you know, they were cool.
Look at Nick, man. I served Chase and I served Brett Hull. All
Dick
those baseball players.
I made Dick Vermeil a martini.
Hey,
he gave me a $10 tip.
I don't want to bring it up and release it on here, but at some point,
yeah.
for any of you guys who like the NHL, you listen to the NHL, it'll be on the NHL show at some point that we have. I want you to go on their show, and I want you to tell them your story about Brett Hull. Let's not get into it here.
We've already told it here, haven't we?
Either way.
We can tell them.
They haven't heard it.
Yeah.
You can bore them, too.
The greatest.
Why should their audience be immune to your boring story?
Man, I wonder if that's really
yeah, we want to hear about your 1920 actors all day.
I could talk that with
you. I'll talk to you about how Ted Healy got killed by Wallace Beery.
Yeah, the old Ted Healy.
Ted Healy, the Three Stooges.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that brought him, Ted Healy and his Stooges.
Anytime. Oh, go ahead, man.
Well, I was just going to bring up, in basketball, we got my favorite team.
Who?
The Sixers, and they're 1-22. This Joshua, I got to ask you
Why
guys.
Why are you a Sixers fan? Huh?
I've been a Sixers fan since day one with Julius Erving, Dr. J.
Oh, my buddy. I was just in New York with my buddy. He said he went to Villanova, and he played basketball a little bit with Julius Erving. He's a very nice guy.
You would know him, huh?
Well, he just one day he was playing Donkey Kong, and behind him, Julius Erving was very impressed with his – I
Donkey
just heard the story
Kong
3 days.
Features.
Yeah, and he turned around and says, Dr. J, because, you know, and he said, hey, you know, and my buddy's 6'4". He's a, you know, player, and he played with him. He said, really nice guy.
All right. Well, in any case, they're 1-22. You
got
to own
get him on the show.
You got an owner here named Joshua Harris.
What's that?
Get him on the show.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, well, get him
right now.
Put that on your list. Julius
See,
Irving.
If I get done with the segment, then I can move on with your
stuff.
No.
I got a few. I want Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
Julius Erving. Who else do we want to get on the show? A stripper.
Someone that wants to lay you. So,
put that one at the top of the list.
That's the top of the list.
All right. Go ahead. What's the story?
Anyway, this guy, Joshua
Harris. They're terrible,
Harris,
right? They're horrible.
I mean, how could you own a team and not give a shit like that? This guy plays 9 undrafted players that weren't even picked up by the NBA.
I guess he's trying to save money, I assume.
But he doesn't want to sell the team. Hmm. There's been people that want to buy the team. He doesn't want to sell the team. And he's making money 2 times over just hanging on to the team. I mean
how's
it's
he doing
crazy
that?
Shit.
I don't know.
Because of the TV revenue and all this stuff.
Well, he's smart.
Well, how's he smart, man? And what's he putting out on the court there?
Everyone, doesn't matter. Profit and loss, buddy.
Well, that's so fucking wrong with nowadays, you know?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
You produce shit out there. No one wants to see it, and you're still making money. So
yeah, but that's the system, unfortunately. And if the guy's going to—
Now you're talking about Hollywood.
9 undrafted players. We got 4 undrafted players right here. What do you got? What do you got here?
How many people are coming in here today? What is this?
We've got a revolving
door.
What do you got, Owens?
On the Ocho Man Show.
Oh, no. So, nothing good can come
guys,
of this.
Hi guys.
He wants his own microphone
hope everyone's
too.
Doing well. I've got mics coming everywhere.
Has he been promoted too?
I don't know. He just.
I thought he was.
It must be breaking
non-grota.
News. Go ahead.
So I've stepped breaking. Up and I've been handling a lot of the social media for Lineup Media.
Well, no wonder no one's listening.
And we
yeah, no
good,
wonder
good,
our ratings are going
call.
To tank.
Well, I've received a few emails and we have some people asking. What happened with Jono leaving the Not So Fast podcast? And I just wanted to know that there's some people wanting some answers.
Oh, is this a propitious time to go into this?
And Jimbo has told his side of the story, so I didn't want to know if you would like to use your platform here to get your side
Let's
of the story.
Let's hear Jimbo. What's Jimbo's side of the story? Let's hear.
Well, no, we don't want to hear his side, okay? I don't care. Right, he can do it on his own goddamn show.
Yeah, he can put his side of the story on a T-ball and a.
So there's
Smack
two stories
the
floating around out there. One that Jono was fired, and then the other, you know, Jimbo did later come around and say that Jono was busy, and that's why he stepped away. But
all right,
let's get the real reason here.
All right, we'll get it on there. Thanks, T.O. Owens, with our breaking news.
All right, that's it.
I tell you what, guys.
This is how rumors start.
The reason why I left that show is that I just didn't appreciate all the talk about. They got into one topic and it went too long.
T-ball.
But they really are good with that stuff. I mean, it just wasn't for me, man. I mean, God bless them. I hope they do well.
What's the one topic?
I mean, whatever it was rip on. It was always Jimbo antagonizing me to keep going on something about the Dallas Cowboys or some shit like that. It drove me crazy. Anyway,
did you walk off right in the middle of a show?
Right after the show, I said, that's it. I said, I got out a little early.
Wow. You should have done it on the show. That would have been riveting radio.
It did get a little violent.
I want to hear that one. It's compared to the animosity between.
This is not compared to what we went through.
Just a friendly rivalry.
And the other end of what I was saying, we got the Sixers that are 1-22, and we got the Golden State Warriors now 23-0. You got two teams here. One wants to win. The other one could give a rat's ass what they do.
Okay, then. But you don't condemn the man who owns a team. Obviously, it's a system. If a man can put out a piece of crap for a team and still make money.
Golden State used to be a crappy team, but they worked hard to get where they're at.
But why would you do that? I mean,
why wouldn't you do that?
Because you're making money without doing it. The hell with the fans.
What's wrong with you? I'm a capitalist.
You're a prick.
You're a socialist.
If you don't want to put a good team out there, Bernie Sanders says don't play the fucking game. It's the banks. It's the goddamn banks.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's Bernie's opinion.
All right, that's my sports there for today. I just thought that I should bring up two things that were on my mind.
You want to talk about losers, yeah. I went to the Giants-Jets game.
You went to that game?
Yes, I was in New York. First of all, let's talk about capitalism here. My buddy says, hey, I've got great news. I got a couple tickets, $500 tickets, because we can get in the clubhouse. All the food and drinks are included. So it's a $500 ticket. I think it's a $250 ticket on face and then another $250 for the food.
Jesus Christ, $250. What are you going to eat, a moose?
hey, hold it. It's not what you think. We got in there. The food was not included. The $250 was just to give us access to the clubhouse. You had to pay for everything.
Jesus.
And what stadium was this?
What do you think? MetLife Stadium, or the Meadowlands it used to be. MetLife Stadium. So it's a $500 ticket, and we didn't get anything. We didn't get anything included. They gave us some free Cracker Jack.
Unbelievable.
And I didn't get
free
some
Cracker Jack. I got a Cracker Jack.
Free Cracker Jack and some free Planters peanuts and some apple slices. But I did get some ties.
Did you get laid?
No, I didn't think so. Well, the Usher.
Of course not.
Usher looked hot to him.
But the Giant, Coughlin's an idiot. I mean, did you see that game?
No, I don't.
They
care
went
about
for it
that.
On fourth and no, two I, and I'm, blew I'm, it. The I'm Giants
glad.
Are terrible.
I'm glad they blew it. I'm a Cowboy fan. So what you been up to, Nick? You got your show going. And your conspiracy things are working out. They're exposing them. What's the latest that you got for us that's going to shock the world right now?
I'm so glad you asked. Well, let me just
point out that Kubrick video's phony.
I don't know. I'm the jury still out on the Kubrick video, but I think it's weird that he's in a dark room. It's like, well, if the man's an imposter, the dark room is going to hide his features, and you're going to say, well, his eyes look like Stanley, but you can't see this man. You can't see.
I don't know. What
I don't know. He didn't do many interviews. Hmm. You know, this guy does seem like he's being led into. Like it's like, look, I think if Stanley was going to disclose this, I think he would have something prepared and fucking read it, being pulled out.
Yeah. See, this is why I think Nick's much more credibility than anyone else, because he's even bringing up that, you know, like if you got a Ghostbuster that show that they go and look for a ghost, and they'll the ones that are credible say, you know what, that was not a ghost. We didn't find anything in this house or whatever. And then you say, you know what, that's pretty good, because if they were phonies, they'd say, oh yeah, there was something there for sure, and that was Stanley and all this stuff. So what you're saying is, you know what, you're still skeptical about that as well.
I want it to be true, man. I really do. I want it to come out. Look, I really want it to be true that we landed on the moon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I want them to have not lied about that. That's what I really want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But since that's just too far gone, that didn't happen. Not with a rocket. I think it went up there with a fucking flying saucer or something, really. But I mean, no, really, some kind of foreign technology, way foreign technology.
Speaking of which, did you see that new Japanese ship use the solar sail? It's in. It's now. They finally got it around Venus, where it's supposed to be.
What's that all about?
Well, they screwed up the thing that they were supposed to put into orbit around Venus a few months after the launch. Now it's been several years, apparently.
Over?
It's a solar sail.
It's just fucking huge.
It travels on the solar wind, apparently.
Watch my language.
Well,
boy, leave it to those Japs, huh?
Okay. There was a man, a hacker. His name is Gary McKinnon. I was going to do a UFO show, so I just thought, I'm going to do like a list of like 10 things, the most compelling UFO cases.
You know what the study of UFOs
So I looked this up.
You know what that's called?
Ufology.
Ufology, yeah.
So I look at...
You didn't know that, did you?
I'm thinking about...
I don't give a shit. I'm listening here, and you got ufology.
So I'm thinking about like, the most credible, like, biggest, hardest, like, biggest thing. I'm thinking, okay, there was that guy, Gary McKinnon, who came out and said that... talked about he hacked into NASA files, government files, and then they deported his ass. But he actually came out and said that there were non-terrestrial officers... And I'm thinking it can mean two things. This isn't even the big enchilada. It can mean two things.
Small
it could
beer, yeah.
It could mean that officers on our planet are not human,
right.
Or it could mean that there are human officers on another planet.
Oh. Well,
and that would fit into theory that Mars has been colonized and we have a 500,000 people up there.
So we're ruled by aliens.
Now check this out.
I disagree.
But check this out. This isn't even the thing. I look up Gary McKinnon on Google just to get the facts, and 2 days ago, it's 3 days ago now, he said that there are he can prove that that the United States has space warships.
What? What?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes.
What the hell is he talking about?
Space warships.
Well, wow. I can see our new headline.
This was all over the place as of 2 or 3 days ago.
A phony and a lunatic again.
Chris. If you want to talk about like the Islamic panic for a second,
scared the hell out of me.
In Paris and San Bernardino, there were drills on that day. There were drills on 9/11, drills at Aurora, drills at Sandy Hook, drills at Boston, and there were drills in San Bernardino and in Paris.
I got to tell you guys something, this, too. We went to this Polar Express. It's a thing you get on a train and so forth.
I hope that
forth.
Was for the kids.
For the kids. Yeah, okay. What the hell? I didn't go by myself.
You and your wife went on a little polar honeymoon?
And no. I don't think we'll be
going
on anything.
You're not even on speaking
terms.
But
we went on this trip. It was like a 6-mile thing. They take the kid and everyone dances.
Did the older kid go too?
Yeah, she's 15.
A little old for that, isn't she?
Oh no, 15 is fine. Anyway, across the table there was looked like an Islamic person sitting there.
Uh-oh.
And I'm thinking the whole entire time I'm thinking, why is he on this Polar Express thing? Why? I mean, they don't believe in Santa or anything.
Man, I had a Muslim that sent me Christmas cards.
Yeah, I had a Jewish friend that did the same thing.
I'm telling you, it got a little freaky. It got a little scary. Sitting there, I'm looking at him the entire time. No, he was with a couple more people. But
kids?
No, it seemed like the one was like 16. And I guess they weren't that old. But there was a man, woman, him, and this kid.
Were you at Disney World or something? What is this? Where is this at?
It's at
Disneyland?
Union Station.
Oh.
And it's like they put you on this train and they take you and the Santa Claus is out there.
Was the woman wearing the whole burqa, hijab, the whole deal?
No, none of them but him.
But it looked odd.
Men
to you,
don't
huh?
wear that.
The man had the thing around his head though that it looked like he looked like
he could have been a Sikh. He could have
something.
Been a Sikh though.
Yeah, sounds like yeah. You mean he had the red the
it was
called,
blue. It was
yeah. It's called a
I don't know. I know I Sikhs.
He had like a ball, like a round.
Well, that's
thing.
Probably Hindu or Sikh or that's
did he have
probably
a beard?
Not Muslim.
Yeah,
did he have a knife?
No, he didn't have.
Oh,
well, he's
no.
not a Sikh because a Sikh has to carry his knife.
You can't carry a goddamn knife on a train.
You know that? No, you always have to have a knife.
That's weird.
Well, in any case, the whole thing ended, and thank God nothing blew up. If anyone yelled anything, Allahu Akbar, I would have been right
out the
door.
Sikhs are very interesting people. They're from the, what's that, Amritsar? That's where the capital of the Sikh. Yeah, they have like five tenets.
I'm
they
afraid
can't shave
to mispronounce anything.
They have to carry their ceremonial knife with them at all
they
times.
They can't take their knife at an airport or anything.
It's a little knife. It's not. It's like
you don't matter. You can't have it on a plane.
You're on the Polar Express. Don't. You're on a sled.
No, I'm saying that they keep it with them traditionally or whatever. You can't have that on a train or a plane or anything like that. Fuck you. I don't care what you got and what tradition or culture you got. I don't want you with a knife on a train or a plane or anything.
Are you okay with the beard?
I'm okay with the beard. You can have your beard, but just don't dunk it in my soup or anything. God damn it, that's gross.
I think that's called a kefaya, isn't it?
What, the people that dunk it into the soup?
It's not a turban.
It's a kufi.
It's not a turban. Turban is not what it is.
No, wait, the Muslims wear the small thing. It's a kufi, isn't it? The small
thing. Well, there's a fez. Thing.
The real small one that fits like back here. I don't know.
I don't give a shit. All I'm saying is I felt good when the train stopped.
So you were, well, let's just say that you were a little uneasy because
I was very uneasy. I was waiting for him to stand up, yell Allah Akbar. I was going to go attack him, throw him on the ground, hold him down.
You're a racist, whatever.
I'm safe.
Which is a
all.
Misnomer anyway. You can't be a racist against Islam. It's a religion. It's not a race.
Yeah, right.
So let's get that straight.
I didn't call anybody a racist.
What about Trump? What about Donald Trump?
Love him.
You might not
win. I think he's going to win now.
You think that'll help him?
What, winning? Yeah, I think it'll help him.
Well, who's going to stand up for that?
Stand up for what?
I mean, he said he's against, he doesn't want anyone that's Islamic.
For a while, yeah. Why not? Yeah. What's wrong with it?
I guess Jimmy Carter.
He thinks we should close the mosques.
Listen,
I mean, come on.
No, he says we should monitor the mosques, which makes sense, of course.
I got the wrong information.
This is a fact. From 1924 to 1965, there was no immigration in this country. Mm-hmm. How many times do I have to tell you guys?
So what does that say? What are you saying there?
I'm just saying it's not unprecedented. Of course, we've had time. We needed time to assimilate the people that came.
Okay.
And we still need it. These people are not assimilating.
So how come there weren't any...
stimulating, all right.
Not stimulating.
Islam's been around for what? How many thousands?
Since 664. Hijra, since Muhammad moved to Medina.
So how come there weren't any, like, these big attacks on like 50 years ago or anything. You know what I mean? And how come they don't attack Las Vegas or Amsterdam, where there's really sinners and all this?
Prostitution
is out, you know, legalized, and they're in windows. How come they don't bomb that?
Wait a minute. Here we go again. Let's start with the Sykes-Picot Treaty, which came after World War One. And when Winston Churchill sat down with a couple other guys in the British Home Office and decided to split up the Middle East by using a straight edge and just say, that looks good, and just straight edge and put a line down, and this is Iraq, and this is Transjordan, and this is that, and French get this. And we all started that, and then we overthrew Mossadegh with the CIA, so they've got a lot to be pissed about, but get over it.
Get over it. That's the big bumper sticker. Right. Get over it.
It's easy for you to say that.
Get over it.
But I mean, no, it's easy for us to say get over it.
It's also easy for me to say don't let them in this country.
But first of all,
they're dangerous.
Well, they haven't caused any danger as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's why you're nuts.
go ahead, Nick.
Okay.
Where's
there been a terrorist attack that hasn't been phony and staged?
The coal? The coal was not staged.
The coal. What?
The coal.
Where's
the coal? USS Cole?
Yemen, yes,
it fucking was.
I don't believe that.
Really? Right, that was on Aleister Crowley's birthday.
Well, okay.
You got all that Aleister Crowley numerology saturated in all these false flag terrorist attacks. But that one's different. That was
how about the
he did that one.
Okay, how about the first World Trade Center bombing?
Nope.
No?
No, that wasn't.
Dar es Salaam.
David Steele from the CIA, I believe, said that they've all been staged. He's a whistleblower.
Again,
said they've all been staged.
What is
David
the,
Steele, CIA.
But what is this? The purpose? Global police force.
Yeah, global police force. It's to really instill the new world order. And I was just thinking about this the other day. Everybody says there's a war on Christianity, and that Christianity is being, and I believe there is. I believe that there is a little agenda to get people to stop being Christians.
Well, they're
and
saying
I think
by
Disney's
year 2000,
in on it, and I think
by
and,
the year 2050 in England that there's only going to be 40% that are going to be Christian.
I think that's true, and I think that that is.
Where did you get that?
And I think that
compelling statistic.
No, they came up with that.
You've been reading something.
Yeah. That there is an agenda to destroy all religions.
Have you been listening to
Islam, Christianity, the others? You know what I'm saying? And because they want a new world order is a one government, one religion. So that you know that
what religion would that be?
The government.
Satanism, dude.
Satanism.
Luciferianism. They won't call it that. They won't call it that.
That actually wouldn't be that bad, I don't think.
What?
You know, Satanist. Man, we get laid all the time.
I'll tell you what, man.
Come on.
You're whacked out.
There are some things I've read.
Hey,
Church
listen,
of Satan
thing. Any of our listeners know of a good swingers club I can join?
If you do, you can email that to info@ochoman.com. That's info@ochoman.com.
What was our email address again for
info
people that want to...
info@ochoman.com.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, or easily just head over to our website at ochoman.com. Find all of our social media information, our website information, the contact form information, and remember the Amazon and Audible banners.
And
don't refrain from sending nude pictures of wives and girlfriends.
You make me very sick.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying the words that I've been. That I didn't
don't
say,
bring that up anymore because I got in shitload of trouble. Because
I didn't say
of that.
Them. I didn't say them.
No, because I told you that, and he got pissed at me for saying that to you. So I don't want to hear about that anymore.
Well, I thought
Drop
he told
it.
You to tell me that.
No, he did not. He did not say anything like that.
Well, then
that
why'd you tell me?
Because I kind of jumped the gun on that. And he goes, I want
well,
you guys
your fault.
To... Yeah, it's my fault. And now
then I can say
the
it.
Poor guy over
I can
there.
Say it.
He, no, you, I don't want you to say it. Because it does...
What?
It does offend. It does offend. I got to tell you, it does
are
offend.
Are we getting emails that people are offended by?
Chris, but how many emails have we had? Like two or three, right?
Yeah, I think three.
Oh, boy.
Why?
That's not what I would.
Why can't you not say that?
What do you want me to say? So I get to. I guess I can say
what?
Ejaculate.
No,
and genitalia.
Why do you have to say that?
Because it comes up, and I thought you said you wanted to be like our normal conversation. It comes up all the time in normal conversation.
I don't bring that up every time.
Well, you're married, of course you wouldn't. That's
well,
has nothing
right,
to do
what
with
the
your
hell
life.
Then? All right, then roll with me being married. Then what the hell?
All right. Well, let's talk about the test tube puppies.
What about them?
They just finally got it. They made some test tube puppies. Apparently, it's more difficult to do the in vitro fertilization with these test tube for some reason the puppies than it is with humans.
Why the hell they want to make puppies? Everyone's putting dogs to sleep and they're making test tube puppies.
It's science. We're expanding the horizons of science.
Expanding bullshit because you know what? We don't need that. We don't
today,
need
puppies.
That.
Tomorrow, frogs.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
That's really how that's going.
And global CO2 is decreasing this year. Yeah, that should make you happy.
With the weather, right?
CO2. If you believe in global warming,
what's going on with our weather, though, man? It hasn't really been. Yeah, it's been beautiful. Why is that?
Because it's warm.
We're in December and it's 65, 70 degrees.
Because a warm front's coming in. That's
okay.
Did you know if you look up on Wikipedia? This is true. I was looking at the other day, the Cretaceous period. Which was about 75 million years ago, okay?
Yeah.
The parts per million of... Do you happen to know... I know you don't. Maybe Nick does. How many parts per million is carbon dioxide in our atmosphere?
Oh,
I'm going to say 1.28.
400.
400
parts per million.
That was my next guess.
During the Cretaceous, it was 1,800 parts per million. And the climate, or the world supposedly the climate, was 3 degrees warmer. So you got four times the carbon dioxide, and the temperatures were only 3 degrees warmer.
But
how
got,
is it so catastrophic?
I gotta ask you this though, man. All the weather you're seeing, all the smog that you can't even walk in China, in Beijing right now.
I agree. That's pollution.
That's gotta be affecting. That's gotta be affecting something out there.
Of course, it's pollution. That's right.
Okay, but don't you think that's affecting our solar system at all?
No, of course not. Not the temperature.
Can I read you guys something from the New York Times?
Uh-oh. Yes, please do.
Law enforcement agencies around the country have told us the threat from Muslim extremists is not as great as the threat from right-wing extremists.
Oh, horseshit.
Oh, of course they're
said
say
Dr.
That.
Kurzman, whose study is to be
Dr.
published
Kurzman.
By the... Hold on, this is more than him. This is just one thing. Everybody, this is all over. NBC said this, that, Well, basically, that's
point?
It.
What's your point?
That the threat of domestic terrorism is worse. You're more likely to be killed by a white guy than a Muslim, than a jihadist.
I disagree. Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
That's not true.
Okay,
that's not true. Absolutely.
What we had, with that kid holding a Confederate flag.
That's a graph.
We had that kid that did the shooting, the deadly shooting with the Confederate flag. So what do? We outlaw all the Confederate flags. Why? Because it's politically correct.
I don't think that's right.
Well, I know.
Well, you think that was staged too?
I'm saying
that too.
Yes.
Okay, then let's just go along.
It's
with
all
the
said. Look, this isn't. I don't believe this either, right. Armand.
No, I agree.
Because what they're saying. I'm sorry, man. Because it's all staged crap. It's not. It's staged bullshit. It's there have been 162 mass shootings in Obama's administration.
Okay.
There were less than 25 in the last four presidents' administrations. He's had 162 mass shootings in 7 years.
What constitutes a mass shooting, though?
A shooting of four people or more.
Okay.
And there was like 12 of. I just said this on my show. There was 12 of them in Herbert Walker's thing.
Okay.
Eight, I think, like 20.
Well,
let me
get this straight, though. You're
Clinton,
saying,
24 with
so you're saying
w,
that Obama's
162.
In on this. Okay, so but this is all for the New World Order.
Yes.
See, now I don't disagree with that.
Uh-huh.
Their methods.
That's the end goal.
I'm debating with you on the methods. Oh, absolutely. What do you think global warming's all about?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So because the UN can take over and govern people and tell them what they can use. If you can govern people, and by that meaning tell them how much energy they can use, you run their lives.
You don't think...
Can we do this show without energy? We can't do anything without energy. If the UN runs it, which is what they want, and they want us to give $100 billion... Did you hear what they said in Paris now? They want us, the developed countries, to give $100 billion to this G77 plus China, underdeveloped countries, to pay them for our progress. What a load of crap. Why should we pay them because we're advanced?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's ridiculous.
I hear you.
That's what they want.
Where do they think that we're going to get the money for?
We've got the money. You know? Of course, we're the richest country in the world. Of course we can spare $100 billion. Well, we're supposed to put up 60.
All we're doing is borrowing from China, and then we're...
Give it away. They don't care where we get it.
I just don't understand. But what I was saying, though, you had that... If it's scripted, so be it. I'm just saying what was out there in the media.
Right.
You had this kid that had a Confederate flag behind him, and he did these so-called mass shootings. I'll call it so-called mass shootings for you. But now, if this Muslim does it in California...
San Bernardino.
Now, shouldn't that be the same line as the kid that had the Confederate flag behind him? If you're going to ban the Confederate flag and not have it wave in Georgia anymore and all this, then shouldn't you monitor the Muslim world out there?
I'm sure it is being monitored.
Yeah, wait a minute,
but
let me clarify what this primate is saying.
But hold on, did they ban it for that reason though?
Yeah,
did they ban that Confederate flag because of that one act?
Well, because it was a hate.
Yeah,
right. They're calling it a hate flag.
A symbol of hatred and slavery.
Yeah,
but the question is, why is Obama downplaying all this? He's trying to get on us, tell there is no danger. Doesn't that run contrary to your theory? Wouldn't he be saying we need martial law because these terrorists are behind every door?
Oh, hold on. When I say that this was under Obama's administration,
yeah.
I'm not saying that it's Obama, that it's all his idea or anything.
Oh, sure.
He doesn't run the country. You know that.
It? Well, Rockefeller again?
No, it's just it's the inner shit. There's a government within a government.
Oh,
remember Bill Clinton say that?
Foreign relations, that
no.
council? Yeah,
Bill Clinton said there's a government within a government, and I can't do anything about that. He was asked that when they said, can you release the Roswell files?
No, I'm just saying, logically, you would think they would use, if they're going to set up all this terrorism, like a
I understand. Maybe he's not on board
it
with
like
it.
Every, well,
I don't know, man. I don't know, but look.
I think he wants gun control. That's
I don't
what
have
wants.
That answer, but what I do know is that they're staging it. I know that much, because I know what I'm seeing.
I'm not sure they're smart enough, but I don't know if they even have to.
They're not. They're not fooling anybody. Well, they're fooling some
people. Well, they fooled Ocho, man.
I mean, but they're, no.
But
they're,
he's a fool.
I mean, and you know why? Let me lighten it up here for a second.
I thought I just did.
You know, like, do you know how I can tell that these people are lying?
Who, Ocho Man?
Go ahead, man.
Well, maybe. You know.
He's one of
them. But no,
damn
these
it.
People on television do not act like they lost people. And let me tell you, I'm a fucking actor, and I know what people are doing. Just like an engineer can tell you that a building can't fall this way, or a pilot can say no one can make that flight into that building, an actor here is saying these people are fucking acting and they're bad at it.
What's your method? Stanislavski? What do you use?
I take Meisner, Stanislavski, Meisner, Adler, a lot of it.
Oh, you do that Meisner stuff? I hate Meisner.
It depends on what you're doing.
Repeating lines over and over again? I took 1 year of Meisner. It was one wasted year of my life.
It depends on what you're doing, man. Really, I just kind of like, I'm just really good at it.
Really?
I don't really have
us,
to apply.
Can you give us the soliloquy from Hamlet or something?
No, I act like real people.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't get any more real than Hamlet.
Yeah, people act like that.
He's brooding.
Bring
brooding
your friend
game.
Hither.
Well, you got anything lighter to bring up than the? You know what? I just had to get that off my chest, too.
What was it? I forgot what you even said.
Well, you know what? In this country, we're treating one group more than the other on the importance side, on the negativity side, and so forth. And I'm not saying by any means go after Muslim people or something, but I'm saying, though, that we have to monitor every group now that we feel is dangerous to society. If that's the KKK, we have to monitor them. If that's the Muslim
society,
We have to have a little look at it.
All of Nick's arguments aside, what is it? What is the function of government? To protect the people.
Mind control.
Okay.
Ment is mental. Government. Okay.
Ask a stupid question. Yeah, well, there you go. Well,
govern mentally.
Well, I never thought of it that way.
Control mentally.
Well, let's see. Oh, here's some bad news for men. Your semen's no good.
What?
Yeah.
I don't have any kids.
Well, I'll tell you why. I don't have any kids because nobody will go to bed with me. But the semen is no good. Apparently, there's a lot of particulates and our environmental factors are actually lowering the semen count. No, that's your eyes. That's why your eyes are bad and your teeth are bad because you're eating M&Ms. But there's increased testicular cancer, all kinds of problems, and there are fewer babies. Apparently, that's why the population is decreasing in most in Europe and most advanced countries. It's not genetics because it's happening too fast. And my source is Professor Skakabek.
Skakabek?
Yes.
From where?
I don't know. Figure that one out yourself.
You just came up with that goddamn name.
Well, I read it on Science Daily. And
so you came up with this professor?
I thought it was an amusing name. Skakabek.
Oh, so you did come up with this name.
I know. It's his name. I just thought it was amusing. That's why I'm citing him.
Skakabek?
Skakabek. S-K-A-K-K.
Titicaca.
You know, interesting about it, Lake Titicaca is
that's
the highest
actual place.
Yes,
Lake Titicaca.
It's the highest navigable lake in the world.
Crazy.
Its elevation.
Really?
Interesting. I was just looking at Professor Skakabek's name. You can't play this name on Scrabble. You couldn't because you know there's only one K and there's two blanks. He's got four Ks in his name. You can't play that name.
Wow,
that's
that
interesting name.
Which is nice.
Well, gentlemen, I have to split. I'm sorry to split on you early, I do have to go. Any questions before
this,
I go?
Is this animosity between us, or are you really?
No,
I'm saving it, man.
You have to go to the well and get a bucket of water for your next job? I thought he'd like that.
I'm packing you a wallop next time, man.
All right, Nick.
Have a good weekend,
we'll see
you
next week, man.
I thought Nick was going to brag. He comes in and he doesn't believe the Kubrick.
The jury is still out on that.
I thought he was going to stick it all in our faces on that one.
Yeah, there he goes. He rides off in the wind and check his show out. Nick of Time.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
See you later.
All right. And
we got 20 minutes. How am I going to do this show without Nick?
I don't
have a foil.
You got to work it. And speaking of working it here, we've got Audible.com, my friends. Audible.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com. What is this? Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball?
OchoMan.com.
OchoMan.com again. What the hell am I saying? That's audibletrial.com, OchoMan.com. /OchoMan.
I'd like to /OchoMan.
It's audibletrial.com/OchoMan, but you can also go to our website at OchoMan.com and hit the Audible banner there.
That sounds much easier.
Yeah, so either audibletrial.com/OchoMan or OchoMan.com. Hit the Audible banner on the right-hand side.
And they got over 180,000 titles to choose from. Your iPhone, Android, Kindle, and MP3 player, my friends.
Well, not just titles. They actually have the books.
They have the books?
Yes.
Have you checked out that little one I told you about, Dan Carlin?
I'm going to get that, I think. Yeah,
I want to read that. God damn it, that guy's good on everything.
What is that, a synecdoche? the part of speech? Synecdoche, I think it is.
What is that?
Well, when you say we're going to put boots on the ground and you actually mean troops, or they've got 180,000 titles, but you mean books.
Ah.
It's a term for something bigger. Oh, I think okay. It's synecdoche.
That's a beautiful word, man.
Yeah.
Where'd you find that one at?
Oh, there's a word for everything.
Yeah, and hey, how about giving some picks here?
Yeah.
What, already? Let's... We got time.
No, we'll get back
story.
To that. Yeah, all right. Well, all right, let's hear your story.
They're figuring out the blue straggler stars.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you fell for that one, didn't you?
Yeah, you went walked right into it.
A blue straggler star, basically. Now, you do know that our sun is a red dwarf. Do I have to lead you onto this?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, red dwarf.
Yeah, talk to us.
You have seen the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram of star evolution, have you not?
All right, go ahead.
Yes, you are conversant with this.
I'm conversant.
Okay. Well, you do know that stars change from year to year.
No, I did not know that. I thought they were like old stars.
The sun's a medium-age star. They're old stars, but stars get old, and what happens? How do stars die?
They fucking fall like a meteor. Right? Right, Chris?
Absolutely.
I think you're right. You think you're wrong.
He called me. All right.
I have to. Okay. I got a feeling I'm going to start from the beginning.
All right. Okay. You got a pop-up book.
You have a star right now. The
a
star
projector.
In the middle of the star. There are thermonuclear reactions.
How many
going
stars
on.
Are there?
More than there are grains of sand at the beach.
No shit.
There's a lot of stars.
Hey, did Nick leave?
Yeah, I think there's.
Yeah. You didn't hear that? Yeah. Okay.
No,
Chris. What?
Go ahead.
We need a new producer. Yes. Anyway, the star basically you have a thermonuclear reaction in the middle of the star. That's what makes it glow and it real hot, and gives it its energy. Right.
Right.
Now, as this is blowing all this out, the nuclear reaction is blowing all this matter out. There's also the gravity, because the sun, for instance, is a very large, massive body, right?
It's very massive.
Okay, well, this gravity of its own gravity is offset by the force pushing out from this thermonuclear reaction. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, as a star gets older and burns up all its fuel,
yeah.
The thermonuclear reaction ceases or gets weaker, and all of a sudden the gravity takes over.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now the gravity pushes in on the and what happens is eventually it blows the star. So
there.
In 5 billion years, in other words, what's going to happen? Our sun is going to turn into a red giant,
uh-huh.
and it's going to swallow up all the inner planets,
like
including
Pac-Man.
Ours. Including our in 5 billion years, the Earth is going to be swallowed up by the sun, and it's
okay.
a red giant. Anyway, there are all these stars. There are also these blue stragglers, which are because stars also have different colors. Depending on how hot they're burning.
Right.
Well, the scientists couldn't figure out why these blue stragglers, which blue would be a young, hot star. Well, apparently these are old stars that should not be blue anymore, and they figured out why. Because there's usually another star there, and they're taking mass from the other star. So that's the mystery.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure all our listeners have been wondering about that for a long time.
What the hell do we give a shit about that for?
Don't you have any... I mean, you just advertised for a great outfit. They're trying to sell some audiobooks. But you have no intellectual curiosity whatsoever.
Unbelievable. You just said... You just brought up... You wasted 3-4 minutes of our life.
Was that a waste, Chris?
I do not feel it was wasted.
You learned something, didn't you?
I did learn.
I want to hear some emails.
Now, I may want to end my life, but I learned...
You got 5 billion years. Relax. Everything's okay.
All right.
Global
we just had a PBS segment
long
there.
Before
yeah,
then.
The more you know.
As long as we're by ourselves here, let me clarify what I consider to be my purpose on this show.
Here,
besides antagonism and upbraiding. Thank you.
A little, the more you know.
Some yes. soft music.
Yes, I'd like to. I think Michael Jackson could explain.
All right, go ahead.
I'm on the show to tell everybody about life and nature and science.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. You even sound like him.
Thank you. I want a little theme.
All right, I'm ready to hear your purpose. Oh, yeah.
I just said it. Michael just said it.
I keep missing shit.
I think I'm going to need this music when I talk to my wife tonight.
Yeah, you better take that with you and some
hey,
roses.
Sweetheart, you know it wasn't all an accident.
And you know you've always been number one in
yes,
my life.
Yes, you know you're very important
when I, when I seen you on the toilet, I didn't think it was the right time to say happy birthday.
No, here's what you say. Here's what you
I
say.
I did so offer you a new role.
You are ageless. I mean, there's
you're
no birthday
ageless.
For you.
There's no birthday
right.
for you.
You don't get older.
A birthday is every day with you.
No, I wouldn't
no,
say that. You're immune to aging.
You're immune.
Right. There's no birthday
to
for
aging.
You.
Exactly like the Earth goes around the sun.
You're like those turtles that live
like
for 200-300 years.
I orbit you.
I orbit you.
The Earth orbit. I'm a blue straggler. And you're a red giant.
I'm a grain star.
No.
I'm a grain star.
No.
You just said we're like grain of desert.
No, you asked me how many stars there were, and I made a what I would assume
bullshit.
Was a simile.
Bullshit. I don't
more
believe
than there
that.
Are grains of sand on the beach.
I don't buy that. That you're telling me there's more stars than grain on the
many more.
Are you insane?
I'm not insane. There's a hundred. Is it 100 billion stars in the Milky Way, and we're one of like 100 billion galaxies? Figure it out. There's not that many grains of sand.
You know, I'm glad Spock's gone, but I'm saying to you right now.
Cut the music, will you?
There's gonna be other forms of life out there.
I don't know about that. What? But do they have to be intelligent? Yeah, you're sitting next to one.
Yeah.
Well, he did say
100 billion stars in the Milky Way, and there's probably 100 billion galaxies just like the Milky Way. So
he did say our government.
So it's 1 to the 9th times 1 to the 9th, which would be 1 to the 18th stars, which is a lot more than there are grains of sand in the.
I got something to ask you here.
You got some grains of sand in your swing suit?
Would you take $400,000 if I gave it to you?
Dollars?
Yeah. $400,000, or would you take one penny doubled for a month?
I would take the $400,000 because I could make more with the money. But
you're absolutely wrong.
Well, I know you would be a millionaire if you took one penny double, but I could make more if you gave me the $400,000 now, because with my interest and my investing abilities, I could make. But theoretically, if you do nothing else,
right?
Yes, you would have much more.
You would have close to $3 million.
Right, you'd have much more if you took the penny and doubled it every day for a month. Correct,
Armand. You know that? You know what you need to watch? You need to watch the new Showtime show that is, I think you would really like this show.
What the hell's the name of the show?
Yes, please.
It's the name of the show.
Now he's not going to tell me.
The show is Billions.
Oh, okay.
It's
science.
It's on Showtime.
Well, he won't ever see Showtime. He won't spend $9 for...
Yeah, that's extra, isn't it?
Yeah, that's extra.
The decisions we make, the actions we bring have weight.
That's... compelling dialogue.
And be just and strong.
Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy from Homeland who played Brody.
What's this?
And it's about, so he's a hedge fund manager.
Oh.
And he's like the number one hedge fund manager like in the United States. But he's also this real sort of like sleazy investor.
Well, of course. Yeah, we have to discuss.
And so, and then...
Bobby Axelrod.
Anyway, it looks great. You guys should check it out. I'm really excited.
When's that start?
Starts in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think today is the actual anniversary of Bernie Madoff getting pinched.
Today, huh?
Yeah, I think so. It was 2008.
Yeah, you guys want to hear an interesting story?
About Bernie Madoff?
No, it's related to him.
Oh,
right. Okay. Go ahead.
As long as there's somebody lost money.
A lot of people lost money.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, in the years that I lived out in Los Angeles.
Tumultuous times.
My dad had a house. Mm-hmm. And when he decided to sell that house, this guy who was interested in it, it was a really strange situation. The guy was just a bizarre guy. He lived
in L.A. Of course he's bizarre.
But he was beyond...
bizarre by L.A. standards.
Yeah, I mean,
my God.
It's got to be enough.
The guy was married.
Three heads.
Like, the guy was married, but every time he'd show up to see the house, he had like some 18-year-old Latino guy with him.
Oh.
Well, that's not that strange.
Yeah, really. I don't think that. That's nothing out of the ordinary there.
But the guy was really extremely... well known in like in Los Angeles for being like the super, you know, always offering like organizations money, helping the homeless and charity and
pros,
kids and all this.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he makes an offer on the house. Really strange in that, like, the way he made the offer on the house, it was like he wanted to have everything all wrapped up in 3 days. You know, he wasn't getting financing, he was paying cash, all clothes and everything. So literally he buys the house, sinks astronomical amount of money
into
the house,
millions,
over the next 8 months. Next thing we know, we start hearing from the FBI and all these different, like, what the hell is going on? The guy was running a Ponzi scheme.
Good for him.
Front page of the LA Times, LA's mini Madoff buys house with stolen money.
I can beat that.
So the guy ended up, he stole like $700 million in this Ponzi scheme. He flees.
Beautiful.
Okay, so like a few weeks before this comes out, the Dodgers have him out throwing out the first pitch.
I remember that. I remember that guy. Yeah, yeah,
so
I remember that. Yeah.
He flees the United States.
Right, they didn't get him, yeah.
But they ended up Interpol.
They extradited
years
him.
Later,
yeah.
Finds him in Paris, okay, arrest him.
Right.
The guy's a heart attack and
dies before
dies
they bring him
prison.
Back. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the guy who bought our
now
house.
I can beat that story.
That's the guy that bought your house?
That's the guy who bought it, yeah.
I got a better story than that, and this is a true story, or at least
I don't know
it was
how
related
you beat
to me.
That,
oh, this is better.
All right, let's hear it.
A buddy of mine had a podiatry office, and a woman and her husband came in, and they said, I have terrible bunions. I want them fixed. And he said, sure, no problem, of course, you know, and what insurance do you have? I'm paying cash.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's music to our ears.
That's
better. Now he's ready. Well, we'll get the blood tests, and you know, it's going to take a couple of weeks, and we'll get you to the hospital and get your blood tests, et cetera, and get prepared to get you on the book. No, I want it today.
Okay.
Well, look, we can't do it today. I mean,
cash.
I'm paying cash. Well, we got to get your blood test.
Cash.
I'll go to the hospital and get it. I'll get that blood test at the hospital.
You got
to
let them do it.
And then we have to figure out how much the hospital wants. We're paying cash.
Cash.
That day, mm-hmm. takes her to the hospital. She pays him cash. She pays the hospital cash, which had to be 12, 13, I don't know, this is back in the 90s, so let's say it's 10,000. Everything pays in cash.
Right.
He does the surgery. Come back next week. I'll check and change the dressings, et cetera.
No, I want it today.
A day or two later, he sees the woman being carried out by the FBI on the cover of the Chicago Tribune. She and her husband were bank robbers. They had robbed a bank and killed a guy.
Oh,
and
man.
She used the money to get a bunionectomy. She had much more, but she wanted to get her bunions taken care of.
Oh, that's nice.
That's true story.
Oh.
And there she is in her surgical shoe being carried out because she can't walk because she's had her bunionectomies.
Oh, fuck.
So
that's
an amusing.
Wow.
Speaking of that, did you see our old friend El Chapo declared war on ISIS?
I did not see that.
He's pissed off.
I've seen that.
He's pissed.
I've seen that. It's
my money's on El Chapo.
It's kind of like the Predator taking on
alien. Now, there's a movie. There is a movie.
El Chapo v. ISIS.
El Chapo versus ISIS. I got to get on that. I'm going to write that. Anybody takes that, I'm going to sue you.
Well, you haven't written it
I'll
yet.
I'll write it.
I would go to that
copyright
movie.
That
I
movie.
I don't like to go out to the movies
ISIS.
A lot, but I would fork over
the cash.
I'd pay
to see that one.
No
How
question.
Many people you think he's got?
He's got an army, he says.
Yeah.
He says ISIS is a bunch of pussies. He said it.
That's what he said.
Yeah. He's ready to go.
Hey, also.
You don't take El Chapo's drugs, boy. They're interdicting his drugs.
Man, that's his livelihood. That's his livelihood.
Hey, El Chapo versus ISIS is any day better than Predator versus Alien.
I'm a fan. I like El Chapo.
You know, they're already lining up to see that damn Star Wars movie?
So
9 days?
Shut up. They're lining up.
I swear to God,
they're lining up.
It's 9 days out. They've already sold over 50
you can't get
million
a ticket.
In box office.
You can't get a ticket.
Are you
50
kidding?
Million
you
the, and the movie's not out yet.
And my Disney stock's going
and
to hell.
And they're lining up?
Yes.
They're already lined up.
What
they're already
the
outside
fuck
the theaters.
What's wrong with people?
Okay.
They're nuts.
Here's what will inevitably
happen. I think if my wife kicks me out, I'll just go to
the
line.
Just go get in line. Yeah,
just
so
get
we'll
in line
weird.
And so I don't look weird.
Someone will have a tent.
Take your cot, you know. Because you're in the, well, take your doghouse because that's where you're sleeping.
So I'm not a Star Wars guy.
Me neither.
I like it.
But
I'm
not saying I don't like it. I'm just not. You know, you have Star Wars guys like our buddy in here, Tony.
And you have
people. Yeah, it's okay.
Well, you remember my ex-girlfriend. She played one part on one of those Star Trek.
Tony played Jabba.
Yeah, Tony was the inspiration for Jabba.
But
anyway, she said that, you know, all the TV work she did, etc., nothing compared to these Star Trek nuts.
Well, what were you saying on that?
What will inevitably happen?
Yes, what will
is
happen?
That everyone is so hyped up Star Wars. The minute the movie hits, all you're going to see are articles that, you know, it didn't live up because there's so much hype around this movie. It is impossible. It could be the greatest movie of all time. And it won't ever be able to live up to all the hype that has happened around this movie.
I don't know about that. I think Star Wars is immune to
that. It's the same thing
that
happened in 99. That's exactly what happened with Star Wars in 99. There was all this
that
hype.
That movie sucked. It was awful.
He's got a point, yeah.
But Lucas wrote that movie. Apparently this had a good... Somebody who knows what he's doing wrote this movie. They were smart enough not to let him write it. And Abrams directed it, so it should be better.
Abrams is a top-notch dude.
Well, he's an action guy. I don't know. I mean, he's not one of my favorites. But I don't know who the screenwriter was. But George Lucas cannot write a movie anymore.
Yeah, but,
I don't know what happened to him.
But they expect. But they expect it'll almost immediately.
It'll make $2 billion.
Exactly.
But the problem
over
is
all the
Disney stock's
Avatar.
Down. Buy Disney. If you think that, buy Disney.
Why is that though?
Well, the stock market's down.
They own
down,
Star Wars. Yeah.
But why is it down? Don't ask me. Now it's time to buy it.
And Disney puts Star Wars together?
Disney owns the franchise.
Yeah. Disney owns Star Wars. Why don't we do that?
They
I did.
They own Lucas.
I bought 1,000 shares. But 1,000? It's going down.
Why is it going down?
They actually own him.
They own
George
Lucas.
Lucas. Yeah, no, they actually own George Lucas.
They're going to stuff him and put him in a corner.
They have him at the Disney headquarters in a little, like, hermetically sealed cave.
Oh, well, there you go.
They just hold him there all the time.
You know, I just read a story by a screenwriter that he went in. Remember that movie Red Tails?
Yeah.
Well, apparently they were having trouble finding a screenwriter for that because they couldn't get the story to work or whatever. So they call this guy in. He goes in, and it's Lucas produced it. So it's the big producer and it's Lucas, the two, or the director, I guess, and Lucas. Two big boys.
Yeah.
He goes in, makes his pitch. They love his pitch. All of a sudden, they start, because his pitch is so great, they start playing, you know, they're flying around with the wings and everything and shooting each other down like kids, right? And the guy's just sitting here, you know, mesmerized by these two imbeciles. And he walks out. And
this is for real.
Yeah. Well, according to this guy, I read the book, you know. And the guy, and he walks out, and the girl who, there's also a girl in there taking every word down, including the vroom, vroom, you know, all this stuff. And she's, oh, you got it. They love you. You know, he walks out and he thinks to himself, you know, I'm not going to get that job. He goes, I should have been playing with these guys.
And yeah, you should.
He didn't get the job. I learned a lesson. I should have been in there too, going, hey! But he didn't. He just sat there like a schmuck, and he didn't get the job.
Oh, God.
That's Hollywood for you.
And sometimes you got to roll with it. You got
to. I would too, wouldn't you?
You got to be a spaceship.
If Lucas
there.
And whoever, they, yeah. If J.J. Abrams and Lucas want to play lightsabers,
yeah.
Hey, listen, whatever you want, I'll pull my dick out. It's a lightsaber.
Be Big John.
Yes, I'm Chewbacca or whatever.
Speaking of Big John,
who's Big
what's
John?
Our big show?
Yeah, we've got. Well,
we got
Big
John
show this week.
Big timers, don't we?
Now who we got? Who's
Let's get
big
it
John?
On with Big John McCarthy. Yeah. But anyone who's
interested. Hey, Hendricks didn't make weight again, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see
Here
that.
We go again. He was supposed to fight that guy from Missouri, Teyon Wyrm.
Yeah, no, yes. Yes.
No fight.
No,
he didn't make
happen.
Weight.
Yeah. I saw
He's
got
to go up to 185.
Well, if you want to know about that,
yeah,
you go to.
You listen to yeah. Look, yeah. On their show, but this week specifically.
Yes.
There is an interview that is, I think, is going to be very interesting. The former. What was that? Rocky Five that he was in?
Rocky Five.
With Tommy Morrison?
Tommy Morrison. Okay, so.
Oh, check this out. This was good.
Yeah,
so
this
Chris
week,
was talking about this.
They have an exclusive interview with his wife, okay? You know,
the widow. Yeah,
yeah, the widow of. I mean, explosive interview. It gets really heated between Big John and her.
Oh,
so,
this is a must hear.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it is, you know, they
just. Tommy Morrison was related to John Wayne.
Yeah, he was.
I guess that's why he got.
Great
the
nephew
Duke,
or something?
Or he was called the Duke.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
So
Marion Michael Morrison. Yeah.
So her, you know, her assertion is that he never.
No,
had,
her assertion.
Or her, sorry.
Yes,
excuse me, her
please,
assertion.
We strive for exactitive on this
her,
show.
Her assertion is Down that
point.
He never had. He never had AIDS. He never had HIV. And
Ocho Man will not put up with any grammatical
over,
or linguistic errors.
Yeah.
How many times I got to tell you this?
That you know,
and this is on the next show coming up here.
Yeah, it'll be out. It'll be out tomorrow.
Yes,
and this
stammering.
Is called what's the name
Let's
of this?
Let's Get It On
podcast.com. And for all you hockey guys out there, hey, you know what? I could have used Chase. On my pick last night. I had St. Louis last
you're gonna
night.
Use, you're going to need Chase when you get home because you need somebody to fight for you.
Anyway, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, your wife's going to hit
and,
you with a frying
pan. That's called Chasing Panger.
Pucks with Panger.
Pucks with Panger. How beautiful
Chasing
is that?
Pucks with Panger what, on NHLpodcast.com. NHLpodcast.com.
That's beautiful, man. We got it all.
It's
We're
every
covering
Friday,
every angle
or,
here.
Yeah, every Friday
picks?
Evening.
Well, I do have some picks.
Well,
I,
when are you going to come out with your big bowl? You got it's coming up.
Come on, we still got what a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks on that.
Well, there's got to be something coming up. That, you know the.
Well, I'm going with the Sunday pick here.
Insignificant
it's
bowl
time for the Ocho Man's big picks of the day.
All right.
Hey, did Northern win? They had a bowl game, didn't they? Didn't they? Or
Who's
did
that?
They win the MAC or whatever? Northern Illinois.
I don't
yeah,
know
I mean,
about
the bowl game
fucking
hasn't happened
Illinois.
Yet,
I thought you liked those guys.
Yeah, after they let me down against some shit team, mm-hmm. they were given 17. They lost by 17. Anyway, my friends, this Sunday I got one that really stands out here: Atlanta versus Carolina. The spread on this one is -8. Carolina 12-0, and they're legit here. Atlanta
boy,
is gone to
hell. They
eked
that one out. They eked that one out Sunday, boy.
Well,
that was
I tell
a good
you
game.
What, though, Atlanta. To me, they're just pathetic. They're pathetic.
They've lost
and,
how many in a row? Five or six?
They can't get it going.
Don't
I
they
like
have
Carolina.
To win,
I don't see them. I don't see them even.
You think
them
that Carolina can
in,
run the table? They gotta
have
a bad game.
I don't think they can. It's just a tough task, man. You know, in the college, when a team's 12-0, you go, well, you know, they had a couple of pussy teams in that schedule. You know,
no,
they
said
Division I, though. I'm talking in the NFL,
yeah,
though. If
yeah,
you're
12-0,
no, there's no easy games. And they covered this week with a -8. I like them to win this one. 31-10. I like the under on this one. Under is 46.5. So I'm looking at a 31-10 on this one. And my
where's that game?
That is in Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And our other game that I really like is Detroit visiting St. Louis. You can box. You can wrap up goddamn St. Louis, put them in a box, and send them second class anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world because Detroit wins this one. St. Louis just wants to fold. They want to get
the spread on that game.
This game right now is Detroit, I think, -3. I think it was -3 or -4, but it's something like that. And they're on the road here, but it doesn't matter. They win this one 24-13, my friends. That's what I got on this one.
Were you satisfied with the four teams that they picked for the Final Four? I don't think there's any debate on that, huh?
No debate.
I don't
I
like
think
Oklahoma not playing,
out.
Though. I don't think that's fair.
That's bullshit, isn't it?
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
I don't know if you punish them badly and knock them out, but that's not fair.
In any case, they'll get what's coming to them. I think Clemson beats them, and I think that one right there, I think the over and under.
Save that.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay,
all right.
But I think it's going to be a high score. High score on that one, my friends.
You know something? I was sitting there. I swear to God. Now, of course, I didn't. You're putting it on the line. You're saying it before the game. But I was in New York. My buddy and I just got back from the city. We were watching the Alabama
Florida.
Okay. So I sat there and I said to myself, "Now I'm watching this. I'm watching just by what the announcers. There's a little tip. My and we used to make a lot of money with this contrarian viewpoint. I'm watching these announcers. All they talked about was how great these two defenses were. Okay.
Right.
The over and under, the total's 40.5. I told my buddy, I said,
it went down to 38.
38, okay. So yeah. I told my buddy, I said, I'll guarantee you this game's going over.
Oh,
and on top of that,
are you kidding me?
On top of that, I'll also tell you what's going to happen. Alabama's going to run up a lead and give them a backdoor cover.
And that's what I told my buddies. That's what I told
everybody
on Facebook. And I told them to take Bama and the over on this one. And all my friends did.
That backdoor killed you in.
No, it was good.
They covered. It was 17. 16.
Oh, you know what, though?
They won by 15.
I had it at 14.5, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it at 14.5?
I had a teaser going and all that shit, so it kind of worked out.
Yeah, the spread was 17.
Yeah. Anyway, my friends, what do you got? What stock play you got for us out there?
We were just talking about it. If you like, Disney's down today again. It's 109. I'm trying to buy some more. I mean, what the hell? It's gonna the high was 100, and I believe it hit 122 or 23, and for some reason it's gone. Now the whole market's gone down, but you know you got to go with Disney.
Disney's a play for Armand. He's buying into
buying
the laser
today.
Show with Star Wars, reviving the whole stock market Disney.
So I guess we're not gonna have any show because you're gonna be camped out next week, right?
At this table, I'll be camped out.
Can we get a private screening? You think you can talk to Lucas? No, you got to talk. You have to talk to Iger. He owns Disney.
Exactly.
He's
I have to get hold of
call
Disney.
Call Bob Iger.
Who can call down
he's
to the cage.
He's
the
CEO of Disney.
Yep.
He'll take your call. And
what do you got going this weekend?
I got my Saturday night tryst tomorrow night. I got this nurse I've been having carnal relations with on Saturday
carnal.
Night.
Good.
Playing
good
trivia
word.
Tonight, too.
Good word.
Bowling
and what
up
about
on
you,
my,
Chris?
Christmas trivia.
I'm not doing a whole lot of much, Ocho Man. I might watch the Aldo McGregor fight in the UFC, and that's about it.
And as
you know
for
where,
me, I'll probably
you know
be hiding
country?
Out.
You know the first country to have Christmas trees?
Germany.
Wow. He got it.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's where Santa Claus originated.
The Netherlands, but.
Well, no. St. Nicholas is from Greece. Well, modern day, I know you don't want to hear this, modern day Turkey. That's where he was born. St. Nicholas.
You're
Greek.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He was German.
Look
he wore,
it up.
He wore a green
Saint,
goddamn robe. Don't tell me where.
St. Nicholas, Turkey. Modern day Turkey at the time.
Turkey, goddamn it. Don't be talking to me about goddamn Turkey. That's our show, my friends. And listen here, my friends.
Yes.
You could
and mistletoe,
also,
mistletoe berries are white.
You can catch all our shows out there. You got whatever you want. We've got the hockey guys out there at what are they called again?
Hey, you know what? The easiest way to find all of our shows? Yes. Lineupmediagroup.com. Lineupmediagroup.com.
You can't go wrong with that, my friends.
I want a different picture, too.
Well, picture.
Well, not you can anything. Send any picture you want.
This isn't getting me any.
So what? Who gives a shit?
Must getting, be the picture.
All right, whatever. My friends from the Ocho Man and the group here, we are out of here.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, behind the eight ball. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.